The American anonymous social network Secret launched recently in China. In the meantime, however, about 20 similar applications developed by domestic companies are also available for mobile users. So I guess the first question is, have you guys tried using Secret or any of these other applications?
I have no secrets.
Oh, I have secrets, but I've not used Secret,
You guys are useless. No, so what are they?
So I think these, okay, this is according to research that these apps, they involve acquaintances. So it could involve strangers or just people from your phone book. So it's synchronized with your WeChat contact list or phone contact list. And what's so special about, apps such as Secret is that it gives you a chance to gossip, say whatever about someone and not being found. So I think it's hugely liberating for some gossip girls and boys.
Yeah, definitely. I guess this February, the first anonymous social networking app was available in China called Mimi. Which means secret, of course. And the app gained a lot of popularity. In April, the app was removed from app stores since it was regarded as a knockoff of Secret, which is the American app. And then in May, it came back with a new name, Umi, and the user interface has been changed as well. So now in China, there's around 20 apps like this, and almost half of them were produced in the last month.
Right. But it's strange to me because, I mean, as He Yang said, some of these, you know, you can kind of link your contacts into this. But then, I mean, if you're, and then supposedly chat anonymously or whatever, but it seems to me that, you know, your personality would come through quite quickly, and so they would know who you are even if they don't know who you are.
Or it'll just create confusion and people will be guessing, oh, this sounds like somebody, but you know, that person might not have, you know, send out that piece of information at all.
And you can totally set someone up by pretending to be them.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, start a vicious rumor, and then everyone will think that you started the vicious rumor, but it was actually someone else.
Yeah, that totally could be the
total
case.
Hit job.
Could be the case. You could be the new Gossip Girl.
Oh, God. No, I think it's interesting, actually, because before I asked you guys if you had used it, you guys haven't, but fortunately I have used it. I use the American version, Secret, which is available on the Apple App Store, and it's very interesting. I mean, so you have people who ask questions that I think they would never ask anyone that they know, number one, nor would they ask the same question on a social network if their name was attached to it. Mm. I mean, stuff like, you know, I'm 19 years old and I'm still a virgin. Is that okay? Stuff like, you know, I peed the bed last night. Should I go see a doctor? and even stranger ones that I can't remember, nor will I mention on air. But it certainly is interesting because it gives people a lot of freedom, you know, because... Mm. You know, there's nothing to connect me to it except for an IP address that's on the Secret server, I suppose. But otherwise, that's it.
But it seems like a lot of the questions that are being asked are often, like, sexual related or, you know...
Well, embarrassing, right?
Yeah, and sometimes I just wonder, you know, I don't think really there is such a great need for such...
I think there's a huge need for it. People want to release their secrets like crazy, but they just don't want people to know about it.
Indeed. Indeed. So if you want to release any of your secrets, just get in touch with us on WeChat. We are EZFM Roundtable. Stay tuned.